And we're back. You're listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig here on Talk 650 and 650Houston.com. I want to announce our first dinner winner. Burnett Jackson was the first to call, and she has won a dinner for two up to a $25 value at the Casa Ole on Northwest Freeway and 34th Street, that location. And thank you, Burnett, for listening. We'll give away another dinner to the first person who actually talks to me on the air today. So dial in when you're ready, and at some point we will take a question or comment from you. I am here today with Terry Burke, Executive Director of the ACLU of Texas, and we were talking about sensible school discipline, the school-to-prison pipeline, and also the fact that this and more will be discussed at a conference they're having this Saturday. The conference, Terry, I believe, is open to the public. You want to tell us how that works?
Sure. It is open to the public. Lunch begins at 11:30 with Ed Burns, the co-creator of HBO's The Wire. The conference is at the Omni South Park Hotel here in Austin, which is at the intersection of I-35 and Highway 71. So when you're driving in from Houston, you practically drive right there without having to turn your car. And the lunch is $25 a person. You can pay for that in advance on our website at aclutx.org, or you can register for lunch and pay at the door. We need to know you're coming so that we can feed you. And then after lunch, we have a couple of different sessions. One is a continuing legal education program, but it's open to everyone, not just lawyers. And the other is a panel discussion with a group of folks who are noted for their expertise in these areas. The first one, Discipline Run Amok, it features Adam Wolf that I mentioned. He was the staff attorney in the Savannah Redding case out of Arizona because she was strip searched because they suspected her of having an over-the-counter painkiller. And Gowrie Bott, our senior staff attorney here at the ACLU of Texas, will be on that panel. And then the second one, Zero Tolerance on Zero Tolerance, we'll have Fred Hink from the Texas Zero Tolerance a group, as well as Deborah Fowler, who's the legal director of Texas Appleseed. Texas Appleseed is an organization we've done a lot of work with in a coalition, in a partnership to combat this school-to-prison pipeline problem.
It's still hard for me to get my head around the idea of strip-searching a kid for...
Yeah, I know.
...for a Tylenol. Just something absolutely wrong with that picture. Tell me about the school-to-prison pipeline. That's a term I have not heard before.
Yeah, it's becoming more common. In fact, not long ago I heard the term cradle-to-prison pipeline, which is even scarier. But many schools have turned their discipline problems into criminal justice problems. And what they do is the behavior issues that in the old days, you know, probably got you sent to the principal's office and maybe they called your mama, now are resulting in actual criminal citations for violating the law. And the other really big issue for us is that this pushes kids, in many cases, these school districts are pushing kids out of the main school setting and pushing them into disciplinary alternative education programs. And candidly, once a kid gets there, they usually don't come back.
And that's the prison-to-pipeline.
And that's the school-to-prison pipeline. They end up dropping out. And kids who drop out of school who don't have a high school diploma, it's not a stretch to tell you where they're going from there. One of our principal concerns with this is that there is a disproportionate number of Black, Hispanic, and most appallingly to me, special education students who seem to get pushed out more than others. And it happens in large school districts and small school districts, in suburban school districts as well as urban school districts.
I'm curious, and this is a question of speculation, really, for you. What has happened since the time that we went to school and the kids go into school now? Is it really that security has gotten worse, that weapons have gotten more prevalent, that kids have gotten more violent, or is it just an overreaction to problems we used to have, or is it some combination? What do you think?
Well, you know, personally, I think it's an overreaction. I certainly think there's a whole new combination and set of problems. I think it'd be naive to think otherwise. But I think that it is an absolute overreaction. And you know, if we do education properly, and I, you know, I wouldn't have a teacher's job for anything, but if we approach it as education, it seems to me that we could have far fewer problems. We're so, seems to me, so taken in our schools with everything except education, whether it's this teaching to the test, whether it's always, every time I'm on a school campus, there's something going on about their tax testing. Let's teach the kids and not just test them. And I think if kids were engaged better in the educational process, you probably would have fewer problems. And, you know, there's a lot of innovation going on in education, and maybe that's what the schools need to pay more attention to.
Okay, we're going to continue that thought in a moment. We're going to be going to break. You're listening to The Mike Koenig Show on Talk 650 and 650Houston.com. I still have a $25 dinner to give away, and we'll be right back.